Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And don't forget, tomorrow, Adam Carolla is coming on with us tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Nice job, retard.
Thank you very much. And then Teresa Strasser is in after that for the entire evening. Is that correct? Wow, what a treat that is. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Adam Carolla, very, very funny guy. And then Teresa Strasser after that. And then a week from tonight, we'll be at the Staples Center for a live Kings broadcast. Jesus, what a big month here. So anyway, stay tuned for a lot of great things coming up. And I think I was just told that we have a February Kings game coming up as well. So we're going to do a lot of Kings broadcasts. I think we have a Commerce Casino coming up in January. Hasn't been confirmed yet. But as soon as it is, we'll start telling you about it. And you can sign up. That's always a great tournament down there at the Commerce Casino. All right, folks. It's a little bit screwed up tonight. We usually do news at 9 o'clock. But because we had the Raider game on, we're a little behind schedule. So let's get right to it. News with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina.
What do you do when they turn on what?
All right. Gina Grad, nice to see you,
baby. Thank you. Very nice to be here.
What's going on with that news?
Well, with the holidays just around the corner, the tree lighting ceremonies are popping up just about everywhere you look.
Yeah.
And in this piece of audio, pop sensation Britney Spears gave a pre-tree lighting speech for the Rockefeller Center lighting in New York, and she seemed as though she might have been in a bit of a hurry.
All right. Britney Spears lighting up the tree in New York City. If you've never seen it before, it is unbelievable. If you get a chance to go to New York, to see that tree in Rockefeller Center there is amazing. All right, here we go. Britney Spears flipping the lights on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears.
Welcome to New York. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and the great tradition of the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center means so much to me. I first appeared on this show at the beginning of my career back in 1999, and tonight I'm so excited to be here once again. I want to wish all of you and our troops happy holidays and a happy new year. The stage is set, we're ready to go, so let's get started. For the 76th time, it's Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
what was she on?
Take a breath, honey.
Yeah, they should. Well, you know what? That's not her fault. Somebody should have said, hey, we're going to do this again. Take a deep breath. And yeah. It's the holidays. We got plenty of time here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds like she's one of the characters on The Peanuts. I mean, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears.
Welcome to New York. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and the great tradition of the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center means so much to me. I first appeared on this show at the beginning of my career back in 1999, and tonight I'm so excited to be here once again. I want to wish all of you and our troops happy holidays and a happy new year. The stage is set, we're ready to go, so let's get started. For the 76th time, it's Christmas in Rockefeller Center.
You blockhead.
Really rolling through it.
And if I might just point out one other thing, Rockefeller is a center in New York. Rockefeller is a clothing line.
She saying Rockefeller?
Rockefeller Center.
Oh, wait, let's hear it again. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britney Spears.
Welcome to New York. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year, and the great tradition of the lighting of the tree in Rockefeller Center
it's also a recording label.
Oh, that's great. Rockefeller.
Rockefeller Center means...
No, Rockefeller.
She's been under some pressure.
Yeah.
All right, what else is going on with that news, Gina?
Well, with the major three automotive companies still holding out for a government bailout before they file for bankruptcy, GM CEO Rick Wagoner appeared before Congress again, and this time he came by hybrid vehicle instead of private jet to make another plea for the bailout. Here is a clip of Mr. Wagoner speaking about the need for government support.
Here we go.
Couple things. First, in order to run a bankruptcy, you still need cash. And second, the most important thing actually from our perspective is we need to sell cars and trucks one at a time to consumers. We want them to be confident in their ability to buy our cars and trucks. And we don't want to give them a reason not to buy our cars and trucks.
Yes. And that's the president of GM, huh?
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you saw this story, but GM, who owns Saturn.
Uh-huh.
That might be going tiots up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's a story in the L.A. Times. General Motors Corp., GM, launched its Saturn division in 1985, a, quote, different kind of car company, unquote, and one given the task to sell cars a new way and compete with Japanese, companies like Honda and Toyota. The idea simply was to make money on small economical vehicles and had always been losers. You know, the big small cars had always been losers for Detroit. So they created Saturn, and now if GM, Ford, and Chrysler go back to creating small cars, no need for Saturn.
Right.
And Saturn might go away.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Saturn's a good car.
It's a great car.
Yeah.
One of the best cars in the world is that Saturn.
I was listening to an interview today, and, you know, they asked your favorite question. How do you assume responsibility for this? What could you have done differently, Mr. Guy at the Top?
Right.
And he said, you know, to be perfectly honest, we were more focused on the immediate dollar as opposed to the long-term investment. So the Hummers, the trucks, all the fun stuff that sold right away, great. And they, I guess it's the EV1 cars, the electric vehicle cars. They just sort of, they regret now just sort of throwing those by the wayside.
Yeah, but you know what? I think these big cars might make a slight comeback now that gas is like 8 cents a gallon.
I just filled up for, I think it was $21.
$175 a gallon?
Over on Wilshire and Highland.
Is that right?
Yes, $175.
Wilshire and Highland. What is that?
The Shell station right there. Wilshire and, maybe it's Western.
I think it is. But wow, that is unbelievable. $175. I thought I was paying $187. I thought I was.
Oh, you're getting screwed.
Yeah. But that is unbelievable. These gas prices are now, you know, next to nothing.
Yeah.
And you know, they said that the price of a gallon of gas might come down to a dollar.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, Tim, I just have to admit right now that I really don't understand what's going on. I mean, how could we have gone from $4.89 to $1.89?
Well, I think what happened was the whole worldwide economy is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not as much gas. There's not as much demand for gas. Unemployment takes a chip out of it. Worldwide demand is down, you know, 30, 40, 50%.
So it doesn't seem like it's going to even out anytime soon. It either goes straight up or straight down. It's like we zig or we zag.
Yeah, but I mean, that's so great. But you know, $175 a gallon. That's
like I'm in high school.
Yeah, it's like, what are you, are you on your way to your prom?
On the way to play practice over here.
That is so great. You know, even with these gas prices so low, I pulled into a 76 station up on La Brea there in 6th. And I was sitting there getting gas, and the guy pulls up next to me in a beautiful, brand-new black Mercedes.
Nice.
And, you know, he had a suit and tie on. And I go in to pay for my gas. He goes in, and he's behind me, but I heard him pay for his gas. And he said it very quietly, because I think he was embarrassed. But he gives the guy money. He goes, "Can I have $5 on number 4?
What?
I think that's all he had on him.
Yeah, but you know what the beauty part is? That'll get him almost 5 gallons.
Well, yeah, because he had two and a half gallons or so.
Wow.
But
that's
you didn't
throw him a couple dollars?
No.
I've done that before.
Guy's got a brand new Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Got a $70,000 car. What is that going to do?
That's a good point.
Yeah, you know, give him a couple bucks? F that guy. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, a cruise ship carrying 122 people was stranded today on the coast of Antarctica after striking ice.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, where have you heard this before?
No.
However, this isn't going to be quite as grave. The ship carrying 89 passengers and 33 crew members was losing fuel and taking on water, but is not in danger of sinking, they stress.
That doesn't sound good to me. Losing fuel and taking on water seems like the first two things to sinko.
I know. What are you going to believe, what you see or what I say? Come on. Admiral Daniel Martin, head of the naval base in Argentina, where a call for help was received from the ship, said the passengers were in a perfect state of health and were awaiting the arrival of the Atlantic Dream, a nearby cruise ship. He said that the weather conditions are not the best right now, but...
Man, are they spinning this, huh?
The ship is protected in a strait, and the weather would not affect the arrival of the rescue ship.
Well, wait a minute. The weather's not good.
Yeah.
It's getting colder, but it's not going to affect the second ship when the first ship hit ice.
Yeah, we're losing fuel. water is now up to the fourth floor.
God almighty. What did Jack Silver write that? He spin that one? Jack Silver, the program director here, the master of the spin.
God.
Man, he could spin a .1 into a 9.8.
Because you're a puss.
Hey, please.
Oh, God.
That is outrageous.
There is a lot of contradictory information in these couple lines.
It sounds like it. We're losing fuel. We're taking on water.
Weather's not great.
But the ship's, we got plenty of food.
Everybody's good.
Everyone's great. Everyone's having a great, great, great time. Casino's open late tonight.
Yeah. Shuffleboard on the 8th floor tonight instead of 6th.
And shuffleboard is just going one way tonight, gang. We're not going to play both ways. You can probably understand why. And the second ship that's coming to get you is going to be just fine. So enjoy yourself.
But way to ruin everybody else's trip on the Atlantic Dream, huh? Wait, who do we got to pick up? What? No, I paid a lot of money for Starboard or whatever it's called.
I ain't sharing a room with anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, you are. All right, real quickly, we're going to do the news here. But if you want to call us up and tell us where the lowest gas price is right now, we'll give a prize to, we won't give a prize because someone will BS us. But tell us where the lowest gas price you've seen in the last week. They're almost at, like, historic lows. I mean, over the last 10, 20 years, I've never paid, like, $1.50 or $1.65, $1.70 for gas. I don't remember ever paying them. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. You can also help some cats out who are listening who have no money, but they still need to buy gas. Where's the lowest gas price you've seen lately? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got to take a break? All right, we come back. We'll have more news with Gina and the lowest gas price in Southern California. Might be able to help you out and fill that tank up for, geez, almost half of what it used to be. Less than half what it used to be. 520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad is doing news with us. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We continue here with news. We're running a little late tonight, but that was because of the Raider and San Diego Chargers game. San Diego Chargers won, Raiders lost, and there's the sports for
tonight. Good post-game show, though.
Thank you very much. All right, what else going on in that news, Gina?
Well, we have a 911 operator call that could possibly go in the 911 operator call Hall of Fame tonight.
Oh,
in this emergency audio, a young man calls 911 to inform them that he accidentally just shot his girlfriend in the chest.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and when asked what the circumstances of the shooting were, he had to admit something that was rather embarrassing.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Where was she shot at?
Right in the chest.
Right in the chest?
Upper part of her chest?
Yes.
Where was the gun laying beside the bed at, Tim?
Laying beside the bed. I picked it up and threw it off to the side. We were having sex and it went off.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Just
so he was having sex with her and hit her in the chest with the shotgun.
Just a little gunplay. Little
God
friendly gunplay
my.
During sex.
Hey, his name was Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. That's going to be tough to explain.
Yeah. He said that he, you know, threw it aside and it just... What, happened to spin 180, go off on its own, and shoot her in the chest? I'm really not sure how that worked.
Yeah. Unless he would have had to have been... They would have had to been on their sides. He'd have been in behind her. He threw the gun onto the dresser, and it shot her. But you know what? It probably would have gone through her and hit him. So, yeah.
CSI.
Timothy is going to have some speed rapping going on.
Explaining to do.
And explain this one away.
Yeah.
All right, what else going on in the news there, Gina?
Well, finally tonight, if you gave a man two photographs of the same woman, one her hair is long and the other hair is short, he will almost invariably prefer the long-haired version. Is that true for you, Tim?
I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Big fan. Regardless of split ends or whether the cut suits the shape of her face, long hair has come to signify many qualities that a man looks for in a mate. This is supposed to be a very primal reaction for him.
Right.
Evolutionary psychologists believe that a head of long, healthy hair has been a basic indicator of a woman's well-being since the dawn of mankind, Tim.
Wow.
Longer hair is associated with youth and is generally the case that when a woman becomes a mother, she cuts her hair for the sake of practicality, continuing to wear it shorter and shorter as she gets older, thus eliminating her sexual attractiveness.
Well, yeah. I mean, women do get into, when they get in their 40s and 50s, they get into effort with their hair.
Right.
And they, you know, they Jamie Lee Curtis themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, you're, when your wife's hair is much shorter than yours, and you're like, just like me, like a casual, like conservative yeah. dude, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It is real tough. You might as well just, you know, go gay then. I always thought the guys who are dating younger women with really short hair, I'm not talking about women in their 40s and 50s, but guys who are dating chicks in their 20s who decide to really go short, I think that's, there's something gay going on there.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I know some girls that it looks so hot on, and I've fantasized it about that before. Like, what if I just cut all my hair off?
You should do it.
Oh. I will say one thing about it. You have to be a spindly little thing to pull that
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you can't be fat and short hair.
A full chick with
yeah.
a short
oh,
cut?
Oh, yeah,
no,
please.
Sir.
All right, anything else going on in the news?
That's a
all right, the news
too.
Is Gina Grass, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.
All right, gang, where are these low gas prices? John in Compton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, how dude, you? What'd you pay today?
Hey, I filled up today. I paid a 168 right here at in Paramount on Somerset Ave and Downey.
Jesus Downey Christ, Avenue. Man.
That was pretty good.
Did
hey,
you?
Tim,
yes, sir.
I was going to say, man, I got a hot date this weekend, and I don't know where to take her. You got any Bill Engvall tickets you could give away?
I don't know if we have any more. Hey, do we have any of those Bill Engvall tickets? Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm not talking to you. Gina. Boring me out here. Do you have any more of those Bill Engvall tickets?
I sure do.
You do? Can we give this guy, he's got a hot date.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on 1 second, dude. Yeah, take her down there and enjoy yourself.
Nice.
All right, hold on 1 sec. John in Compton. All right, let's talk to Miro in Carson. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, what'd you pay today, dude?
Oh, not today. Tomorrow I'll fill up, but I saw it on the way back, on the way over here to work. It's 170 at a Valero on Imperial and Old River School Road in Downey.
Jesus Christ. All right, thanks, buddy. 170, Joe in City of Industry. What's going on with you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, Tim, I paid 169 today at Costco over City of Industry.
God almighty, how thrilled were you?
Oh, ecstatic. 1750 to throw a car up. Love it.
It's almost like they're giving it away.
Giving it away.
What was the highest you paid over the summer? Do you remember?
Oh, I think I paid about $470 when I went out to Pismo Beach over the summer.
You know, I paid $540 over the summer because I was getting a high octane for the Subaru. I think it was $545 over the summer.
Too much.
Oh, please. It's great, right, man. All right, buddy. Yeah, Joe, thanks for calling, man. All right, take care of yourself. Let's talk to Alex in Upland. What are you paying for gas, dude?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey.
Actually, I paid about I think $1.65 at a thrift in right here in Montclair.
Jesus, man! You know what? They're expecting it to come down like another 50 or 60 cents.
Yeah, I hope so. It really helps out a lot.
All right, thanks, buddy. Yeah, gas is going to be $1. Remember when they were predicting over the summer? They were predicting $7-$8 a gallon. And remember, some of the people in Congress said, you know, you got to be prepared because you're going to be paying $8 a gallon for gas, or $7 come 2009. Again, they were wrong. I mean, look at these prices. People are paying in the $1.60 area. Jared in Pomona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bobo.
Oh, okay. Well, I go to this Fuel It Up gas station. It's on Gary Avenue and Arrow Highway, and it's right down the street from my house. And it only costs me like $25 to fill up my car, and it's good for me because I commute every day to and from UCLA. From Pomona, so
wow, that's
you know,
some commute.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal for me.
Have you thought about getting on the bus when the prices were high?
Yeah, I did for a while, but I like being on my own schedule because that works better for me, really, in the long run.
Are you originally from Canada?
No, not at all. I just like to say it that way. It's a little quirky thing that I do.
Mom used to have about 5 or 6 of those quirky things she used to do.
Really?
She used to call, instead of batteries, she used to call them bot trees.
Oh, really?
Another one she had was she would say Zed because she had relatives in Canada instead of the Z. So she would say, hey, you guys going to the ZZ Top concert? And it was always so annoying.
Yeah, I know. And some people say wash instead of wash. You know, that I never got, you know, I never understood. But yeah, it's quirky.
Another one of my mother's was Saturday.
I never heard of that one, but that sounds quirky.
Yeah, suck today. We're going to get some more butt trees. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, take
care. There he goes, everybody. David and Walnut, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Tim?
Hey, all right, man. What are you paying for gas?
You know what, Tim? I filled up in Diamond Bar right now for $1.69 at a Shell.
Jesus Christ.
And it took $35 to fill up my Silverado, and I got the big one. It got the V8 in there, and it only took $35, and over the summer I paid about $80.
Yeah, I remember over the summer I filled up and gave the guy $100, and he didn't give me any change. It cost $100 to fill my car up over the summer.
Yeah, I know it was rough, but trust me, I'm loving it right now, man.
Yeah, but were you thinking of giving up the big truck over the summer?
Oh, trust me, I was. Yeah, it was killing me. I was getting hit for almost about $120, $130 a week in gas.
But you're probably, if you're like me, you probably think to yourself, especially when you get buzzed, you should probably go out and buy some big gas cans and, you know, and throw a bunch of this crap in your garage.
Yeah, I already thought about that, believe it or not.
But the only problem with that, though, is I heard the gas goes bad after a while.
You know, I heard the same thing, but in my neighborhood, I was actually kind of afraid of somebody breaking in and stealing it.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. There he goes, everybody.
So go to a Diamond Bar.
Yeah, go to Diamond Bar. Yeah, what's wrong with you people? I've thought about doing that. You know, you get, who did that? John Denver did that. Back in the 70s when there was a gas crisis, he put a huge gas tank up in either Aspen or Vail, like 10,000 gallons. And that's when there was a gas shortage. It wasn't the price that everyone was concerned about. There was a shortage. And I think he got busted. I think he got fined for hoarding. Because during a national crisis like that, you can't buy gas, especially 10,000 gallons of it, and stick it in your backyard. They don't like that. All right, Gary and Pomona, what are you paying for gas out there?
$1.61.
Jesus Christ, man. And, you know, it's about to come down. They say it might come down 50 cents more than that.
I know, and I'm driving a Scion, and it only cost me $14 to fill it up.
Enjoying yourself out there.
Yeah, right. I can drive everywhere.
Yeah, all right, thanks, buddy. Here are some of the lower prices in Los Angeles. Arco in North Hills on Nordoff, $1.75. Thrifty Gas in Wilmington, $1.75. United Oil in Los Angeles on Eastern and Floral, $1.74. Arco, Eastern and, well, let me see, 61.68 Eastern in Bell Gardens, $1.72. $1.69 in Diamond Bar. So go to Diamond Bar and get your gas. $1.69 in Diamond Bar.
So go to a Diamond Bar.
Yeah, at Brea Canyon Road and Lycoming? L-Y-C-O-M-I-N-G? Lycoming? I don't know.
What's his name again?
780 Brea Canyon. And the king, let's see here, in Los Angeles, Century Boulevard at La Cienega. Oh, I know that. That's the one out near the airport. Century Boulevard at La Cienega, $1.69 a gallon. Cha-ching! Jesus Christ. Look at that, man. And that was confirmed at 9:34 on Thursday, so just a little while ago. If you want to look at gas prices and see where the lowest gas price is in your area, there's a great website called GasBuddy.com. GASBUDDY, GasBuddy.com, and put in your city, and they'll tell you where your lowest gas price is within a couple miles of your home. GasBuddy.com. And they're not an advertiser, so we're not, jamming anybody here. I'm just giving you a tip. GasBuddy.com. All right, when we come back, we're going to do some jokes, everybody. We haven't done this in quite some time. Everybody likes it. So if you got a great joke, you might win a prize. If you got a bad joke, we'll tell you about that, too. Kick your ass off the air. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
more shows like this at 97.1 FMTalk.com.